Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
G&D on the Fan, the show, as always, brought to you by the law firm of Condori and Murad. The future needs to be taken care of. They're going to help you do it. Official G&D show sponsor to help protect your assets, update your will and trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy. One of their Fairfax-based attorneys, visit kmlawyers.com. Mention us to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Look what we found on the red carpet. Davey Martinez, the skipper of the Nationals, and he brought out the bling.
It's custom.
The 2019 World Series ring. You don't wear it often, but when you do,
I don't wear it often.
It shines bright.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you?
I love it though, right? I love it. Yeah,
I'm doing good.
Hey, we made it through spring training. Boys look good. They're fired up, so we're excited.
McKenzie looked nasty today.
Filth.
Yeah, he was. Hey, he's gonna be okay. He's got a little bit more confidence. He's understanding what he wants to do out there, so he's gonna be fine.
What were you happiest with? All-encompassing spring training, like, hey, this progress was made or this goal was set and we reached. Give me something that you said, you know what, we did a good job in that area.
So, hey, for me, it was the growth of our players, especially like the Ruiz, the Abrams, the Gore, the Grays, the Irvins. Those guys, you know, last year they learned a lot about what they can and can't do. Mm-hmm. And this spring training, they really honed in on what they wanted to do, and it was really good.
Speaking of the kids, you got to feel great about how the prospects performed. That whole little area of the clubhouse, right, with James, Dylan, Brady House, Trey Lipscomb almost messed around and made the team.
Yeah.
I mean, really just an impressive spring.
It's been awesome. It's been awesome. Hey, we got some good ones. We really do. I mean, these kids, they're hungry. They want to be up here. They're pushing to be up here, as you can see, this spring. So they're coming, you know, so they'll – but we're excited about what's going to happen here, but I'm really excited about the team that we're going to put together this year on opening day.
You mentioned K-Bear Ruiz, who's come a long way already. What's kind of next for him in terms of his growth as an everyday player? I mean, broke out offensively to a degree last year, I think. I know he's worked so hard defensively. What's kind of his next step, do you think?
The next thing is what he really worked on all winter is handling our pitching staff. I mean, you know, his performance behind the plate. He made it a point to really hone in on his catching skills and really learn our pitching staff. He showed up this winter before we got to camp twice a week, and really we studied videos. He did all this stuff by himself and worked diligently to get better.
He gave Josiah Gray the nod on opening day. First time he's going to get that opportunity after an all-star appearance last year. Take us inside that decision, kind of supplanting Corbin in that way. It feels like a little bit of a changing in the guard in the rotation.
Yeah, it was, hey, you know, for me, he was an all-star last year. He pitched well. I wanted to give him the next level kind of thing. So he gets opening day. Corbin, you know, he accepted his, you know, the him pitching number two. We got Urban pitching three. Gore's going to do the home opener, and then Trevor will pitch five. So I feel good about it. Josiah's accepted it. He's excited about it. I think he's going to do just fine.
I think looking at the schedule, you guys only need one, like, fifth starter opportunity for the first few weeks. Will you still use all five of them just to save some innings on the younger arms, or will you go four where you can?
We're looking at what's going to transpire. You know, we want to win games too, right? So we're looking at all that stuff. So we haven't decided yet how we're going to use Trevor in the early part of the season. But we're going to look at all that stuff, and then we'll go from there.
Let's go. And David Martinez with us here on Grant and Danny. How much better of a manager are you right now than when you first got on the job, do you think?
Hey, you know, it's funny because these guys say, "What you always seem so calm." And some of the guys that had me before, like Robles and Corbin, I said, he's that same guy. He's always been that guy, you know. But, you know, they always say, don't piss him off.
Right. Don't poke the bear.
Yeah. So, you know, I've learned over the years as a player and then as a coach. You know, I learned from Joe, you know, to understand who you are and what you want to do. And stick to the process, right? I mean, the process is fearless to me. So, and that's what I do every day.
Have you adapted in any way in the sense, because you're, I mean, you are the same guy every day. The guys that I know, the veterans say that, kids say that. That consistency, I think, helps people, you know, sort of get comfortable in what's one of the hardest jobs in the world, right? Is there something that you've learned, though, maybe about pushing a certain guy's buttons a certain way? Like, some guy needs a swift kick in the butt. Some guy needs a carrot. Like, have you learned in that regard?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, hey, I don't do anything in front of a whole group.
Right.
I do everything kind of back door, one-on-one conversations. I've learned that, hey, when you get someone one-on-one, you really get their attention. If you do it in a group, you got about 5 seconds to get your point across,
yeah. And
it's over, you know. So, but I get my point across. And these guys, you know, I've talked to a lot of guys already this spring about what we're looking for and what we're trying to – and their expectations. And they've been good, you know. And I can honestly say Louis's one of them, right? We all know that. Hey, this is 4 years for him. He needs to step it up a little bit. And we need him. And I think he could do it. I really do.
Davey, last opportunity. You're talking with fans maybe listening right now before home opener 6 days away. What's the message?
Hey, we're coming, right? We're coming. It's going to be exciting. All I can say is I don't know the outcome of games. If I knew that, I'd be really, really rich.
Yeah, let me know. I got a stop to make on my way to the ballpark.
We're going to play hard for 27 outs, and I think our young kids are going to be exciting.
Davey, always a pleasure, man. Enjoy tonight, buddy.
Thank you, man.
Okay. Thank you.
Look sharp, Davey Martinez.
Looking great. It's custom, Jeep.
Danny, you were impressed by the suit.
It's a custom suit.
It's a good
and he's
look.
Got a guy. It's fantastic.
He said he's got the same guy today that he had when he was playing.
Yes, we met the guy when he was playing, and the suit maker was a kid. Yeah. And the suit maker's like, I make suits. And you're like, okay, kid, I'm sure you do. And now he's like a renowned guy that hooks Davey up because he went with him when he was young.
It's all awesome. Grown up. The red carpet event well underway. Josiah Gray just walked the red carpet. The opening day starter for the Washington Nationals. Always looks so sharp out here walking with his family. His wife is here.
So I want you to just take a quick gander, GP. You see the loafers with no socks. Look at that. Look at that situation.
I mean, that's very commonplace now.
Oh, man.
That's the look.
It is.
You did that for a wedding, didn't you?
I did, and I didn't look as good as Josiah Gray did.
I don't like that look. Now, I'm not what they'll call, like, stylish necessarily. Just not a fan of the no socks look with the. Also, the other thing is now it's almost like a capri pant.
Yeah.
Where the pants don't come all the way down to the shoe.
Well, you have to notice that there's no sock. You have to give that look. So it's cut a little high.
But when I was a young boy.
Yep.
You know what I like to say? When I was a young warthog.
Yeah, I don't know that.
That's a Lion King reference. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
If your pants didn't go down to your shoes, you were wearing high waters. And people would make fun of you.
People would Joan.
Now you purposefully wear high waters.
You got to cut them
the
high.
The pants basically go to the shin, and then you don't wear socks. It's just, it's not, to me, I'm sorry, that'll never play.
I understand that. I get where you're coming from. It was so elusive. It's so high level. When I was a kid, it was like, I don't think most people can do that. Like, if I tried to do that in high school, I'd have been like, no, you can't do that. But now, it's the right play.
Here's something I can get behind that I am cool with is the cool sneakers with a suit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when I was young, my dad would just crush me if I tried to wear sneakers with
a suit. Exactly
right. Now everybody wears their J's or their favorite shoes with their suit. Josiah Gray joins us now, the opening day starter for the Washington Nationals.
There he is.
Let's do this thing.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You,
JoJo.
You.
all the way to the top of the rotation. So first of all, we're just talking about you're sharp with the shoes, no socks.
Loafers, no socks.
No socks.
Yeah.
I mean, when did that – this is now the only way to wear pants is like that they don't come to the shoes and there's no socks. It's the style.
Yeah, honestly, when I heard of the gala 2 years ago when I joined the Nats, I was like, I'll go outside the box a little bit. So went no socks, and ever since, everything fancy, I wear no socks.
It is sharp. Well, first of all, congrats, man.
Like, thank you.
Put it into words. How cool is it when you get the call into the office? You're like, am I in trouble? Like, it's like going to the principal, and then you get the good news. What's that like?
Yeah, it's a surreal experience. I think, you know, when you're growing up playing baseball, all you want to do is, you know, be the first one out there. And being able to get that recognition with Davey and the staff, it means a lot, because I remember, you know, times where I wasn't that first guy out, you know, out the door. So I'm looking forward to it and ready for the challenge.
Will there be extra butterflies?
I think so. I think, you know, last year opening day hit me a little differently against the Braves. I don't know. It's just, you know, I kind of got, you know, emotional a little bit. So I think this year that might happen again. We'll see. But, you know, I got to keep the eye on the prize and go out there just trying to give the team a win.
How'd you feel about your spring?
Up and down. You know, I think early it started out really, really well. And, you know, I think that showed that, you know, my stuff has taken a step forward. But then there were some struggles, and I think that's the things we have to limit. You know, struggles are part of the game, but as long as, you know, we're not making a streak of two or three bad starts in a row and you have that rebound start, you know, I think we'll be in a good spot. So I think, you know, with the last outing I had, there was some good with some bad, but I'm looking forward to getting this going and, you know, starting the season out strong.
You stay in the lab. I mean, you are a guy that knows the analytics and tracks kind of your performance in that way. Mm-hmm. What were some of the tweaks either to the rotation or to the repertoire or just things you worked on this offseason? And B, kind of what's next for you in terms of stuff you're studying?
Yeah, so I'll dive into it a little bit. So up to this point in my big league career, you know, I dominated right-handed hitters and with, you know, really good stuff. But, you know, with the addition of a cutter, you know, I started to dominate left-handed hitters. So I took a step back against right-handed hitters. So this offseason went in there, how do I, you know, maintain my pitching grips, you know, the consistency of those pitches? You know, how do I choose, you know, what fastball I want to go with on two strikes? Because a lot of my hits with two strikes were off sinkers to right-handed hitters. So those kind of things, tweaking, okay, how can I put down right-handed hitters a little bit more efficiently like I did my first 2 years? And then improving and staying where we're at on lefties.
Who is your study partner on that stuff? I mean, are you just on like FanGraphs and Savant by yourself, or do
you have
a guru?
With the addition of Doolittle and, you know, the guys we have behind the scenes, Dom Merlino, David Higgins, shout out those guys because they don't get recognized enough.
R&D department.
They give me a blueprint of like, hey, this is really good. This can be really effective against these type of hitters. So for me, I eat that up. You know, that information gives me a game plan of how I can approach every hitter. So I go with that.
Is it like grain of salt with Doolittle, though? Because he's like, right here I throw a fastball. And then I throw a fastball to this guy and then a fastball to that guy. No, I'm kidding. No. I mean, obviously he knows so much. He's such a smart guy.
Yeah.
Is there a balance, though, for you, Josiah, where you go, obviously I'm here because I'm really talented. You know what I mean? And you've got to do all this stuff in the lab to tweak it and improve it. Does there get to the point where, I don't want to say overkill, that's not the right word, but you know what I mean? Where's that line in terms of tweak versus let it eat?
It's a good question because, you know, you kind of get your talent is what gets you to the big leagues.
Yeah.
It's how you stay in the big leagues, how you, you know, adjust and refine your arsenal. So for me, there are definitely those moments where I'm like, I need to stop, you know, worrying about this pitch movement and just getting that guy out. And I think it's like that battle we play within ourselves of, like, you're always thinking, hey, if I would have thrown this pitch in this location, I would have got that out. But it's never like that, you know. So there's a fine balance of the both, but I think the more practice you do in practice prepares you for the game and, you know, kind of just looking forward to going out there and seeing what I can do again.
Josiah Gray of the Nationals, just a couple of moments left alongside the red carpet here as he gets ready to walk in and enjoy his night at the gala. Leave us behind and go hang with all his
Leave
boys.
The pudgy guys alone and go hang out with
you. Invited.
We were invited. It's the daughter's birthday, so okay. We're going and doing some cake and ice cream.
And Fairfax County Public Schools, kids are on spring break.
Oh.
It's been 2 days. We're barely treading water, dude.
Oh, I'm sure.
Inmates asylum, the whole nine yards. Yeah.
But I guess where we should end the conversation is, where are you at in your prep for the Reds? I mean, do you, like, already start studying and put a game plan together?
Cabern and I are going to talk tomorrow when we get into Cincinnati and kind of just chop it up and see what we got. You know, there's some things that they sent over, the scouting guys sent over to me already on them. And, you know, I faced them once last year. So, sort of familiar, obviously younger lineup, kind of like us. A lot of guys trying to jump you early. They'll steal some bases. So I have a good feel for who they are as a team, but it's just a matter of reacting to the game. How are they seeing? Are they swinging at first pitch breaking balls? Are they swinging at the elevated fastball? Like, those kind of things, just fine-tuning it with the game.
Josiah, continued success, man. Really happy for you. Enjoy tonight.
Thank you, guys.
What finger food are you hoping you find in there on the pass tray?
Hopefully some crab cakes.
Little crab cakes.
Crab ragoon or whatever
that is.
I'm going to eat it all up.
I'm not good at the ones where you got to dip it and then, like, not spill on myself.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing what they got.
Awesome, buddy.
Have a good night, pal. Congrats.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
There's Josiah Gray, your opening day starter. So he continues to chop wood in the Nats rotation and climb the ranks. He's getting ready to head in now to enjoy the evening, looking out on the red carpet, players continuing to stream down the line. And a lot of youngsters getting autographs out there. Very cool to see the baseballs.
Love it.
A lot of just kids decked out in gear getting photo opportunities, which is what the whole thing's about. Here comes Trey Lipscomb. Still feel for him, man. Almost made the big league roster. Last couple days, all the momentum was.
What else is he supposed to do?
He was going to make it. He hit 400. And then they decided to send him down. I think it was just a tough situation where they don't have the ability with Nassim Nunez to keep him in the big leagues if they don't keep him in the on the 25-26 man right now. So that's number one. But the other thing is that there's no options left for Luis Garcia.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of hit or miss in terms of you got to keep Garcia in the show. You got to keep Nunez. There's only two out of the three can stay.
And you can always make that move later with Garcia. You give him one last chance. If it works out, then what a great problem to have. You have a bunch of talented guys vying for major league spots. That's what you hope for. I mean, as a 23-year-old with good bat-to-ball skills in Garcia, you just hope that finally he kind of puts it all together, is consistent, and turns a corner. That's all still within the realm of possibilities. Normally, in years past, he'd still be at Double A, right? But this is a different Major League Baseball than we've been we're used to, where these guys come up so much more advanced than maybe in the past. But you give him that opportunity. You mentioned the Rule 5 thing, and there's no rush on Lipscomb. That is a Major League Baseball player. He will be in the show before, you know, the summer gets too hot. Like, it's happening.
I'm excited for Gray to get the opening
day. Me too. Such a good dude.
He's on my all Grant and Danny interview team. I love talking to him. He's so smart. I mean, you just heard it.
Yeah.
But, like, he's just he thinks about the question. He gives you a legitimate, honest answer. I love talking to him.
The laboratory work. I mean, off air. He didn't even have to be on the radio with you and me. He'll just sit there and talk with you about, you know, the tilt and the side spin and turning this over and fixing this grip and changing all those kind of things. He's just a nerd. You know what he reminds me of? I'm a totally different guy. But in terms of that, like, love affair with the craft, is Daniel Murphy. Remember Daniel Murphy? Like, didn't want to talk to us, but anybody that wanted to talk hitting, he's just sitting down there in his underwear in the locker room talking about this part of the swing or this, that, and the other. That craftsmanship, he has it, and he loves, he loves kind of those tweaks and constant self-improvement.
Kyle Finnegan and Hunter Harvey right now making their way down the red carpet. The closer of the Nationals, Finnegan, signing autographs. Harvey, who's his setup man, they got a chance to be a really nice 1-2 punch. Looks like, by the way, as a bullpen, they've decided to all go with mullets to start the season.
And it's a little Molotov cocktail
you
coming
know
in
that
here.
Hunter Harvey has long had a mullet, but I guess Finnegan and Weems and some others are joining him in that track.
It is a look, but it's going to be one of those things where, right, the bullpen's got – you got to do something, right? You get bored out there. Innings 1-5 and 6, so you're figuring out something to do. And then maybe what they do is groom their mullets.
C.J. Abrams, Mackenzie Gore, and Joey Gallo,
like Gallo
making
yeah.
their way down the red carpet. Gallo is a huge guy, man.
He
if they could
tower.
Get some production out of him early in the year, he had a tough spring, hit barely over 100. I think it's like a 300 OPS. But if he could get off to a quick start with power, they could flip him for something pretty valuable.
For sure. And him playing first base, I actually like. There was a play today – that Abrams made in the hole, threw off the bounce, and Gallo stretched. The runner, I think it was Pickney. Well, it was ultimately safe. He was really fast, one of the Nats minor leaguers. But Gallo's such a nice target over there. He's got great hands. I actually like him over there at first base as an addition.
What color suit is Mackenzie Gore rocking? That is by far my favorite look. It's like almost like a mint green.
Yeah.
That's a little
lime to it. It's a spring suit. I mean, he got the memorandum.
Well, he was filthy today, by the way.
Yeah.
Four innings.
Wear whatever color you want, you throw like that.
Yeah, and I get it. He's throwing against the Nats minor league prospects, but the stuff was ridiculous. Touched 98, sat 95, 97, reached back a couple of times for upper 90s with a wipeout breaking pitch. Had a good changeup going. I mean, he looked like he was ready to start a year and get off to a fast start.
Get that pitch mix going.
He's got the most upside. With all due respect to Gray, who's the opening day starter, you know, if everyone reaches their ceiling, Gore's the guy that has the best chance to be a number one.
Yeah, and that's not an insult to anybody else. That's because he's that good, right? His stuff, when he's consistently in the zone, hitting the spots with all four, working ahead, you avoid those kind of meltdown moments or those bad innings or bad counts here and there. He is just nasty.
Speaking of a guy that's going to help the Nationals a whole lot in the very near future, we're joined now by Dylan Cruz, who got to play in today's Futures game, hit second in the order, patrolled the outfield. Dylan, it is great to see you again. Thank you for the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me, man.
Looking
awesome.
Sharp.
Very sharp.
Thank you.
Very
thank
sharp.
You.
This is. I would think this is the first red carpet you've walked. Maybe you're in a movie I don't know about.
Yeah, definitely the first red carpet. I've had a few purple carpets, but
that's right.
This is awesome here. This is really cool.
How was playing at the park today? How was that?
It was awesome. Yeah. I mean, first time playing there for me. Getting a feel for everything, all you know, the outfield and you know, the backdrop for a hitter. So it was awesome to get out there and get acclimated and, you know, face like big league guys. It was a cool experience.
That was one thing as we watched the game. Whether it was James, you in the outfield, you guys are out there for the first time trying to play caroms. Probably didn't even, you know, take fly balls much at all. What was that like? Just you don't know how the ball's going to bounce or how things are going
to
go.
Yeah, it took a little bit to kind of get acclimated. We took a lot of fly balls in practice and in pregame. But yeah, it's a little weird out there, to be honest. But it's after we getting acclimated, it plays as true as it does out there.
You talking visually sun or what?
Yeah,
do you mean weird?
Yeah, because sun,
we've seen that for years. I mean,
yeah, sun monster, man. The
yeah,
right field.
I didn't realize
it's a real
how
thing.
Bad it was out there, but yeah, the sun's a little bad. I mean, just a little things. I mean, you know, for, as prospects, we're not used to the backdrop of like behind home plate with the, you know, the 3-4 levels we got back there. So that's kind of something to get used to.
Is it because like the ball can blend in with stuff?
Yeah,
in the
yeah,
seats,
you know, the seats and everything like
yeah.
that. So. You know, reading off the bat, we kind of have to take a, you know, split second more to kind of just read off of it. But, you know, like I said, though, after taking the fly balls out there and pregame, it was very smooth. So,
you know. How'd you feel about your spring?
I felt good. I mean, the most important thing is I learned as much as I did there. You know, I wasn't trying to do anything special. You know, I was going out there trying to get as much information as I can from the coaching staff and the players, everybody there. You know, I felt it was a very, very good good spring.
I think what you mentioned maybe before the game, if memory serves, Double-A Harrisburg to start the season.
Yep.
So kind of just expectations to get the year going. You finish there, and maybe some of your goals just to start fast here.
Yeah. I mean, just trying to get off to a good start, you know, in Harrisburg and see what happens. I think we got me, Hassel, and House out there in Harrisburg. So good group of guys, and we're going to go out there and play our best, play our ball, you know, our baseball. So it's going to be good. It's going to be fun, and, you know, we're used to that stadium, so it'll be good.
You were so utterly dominant as a college player. Like,
yeah.
the video game numbers with the difficulty turned off, dude. And it's not the difficulty wasn't turned off. It's ridiculous.
Got on base in every game.
I mean, it's just patently absurd numbers. What's been the biggest difference between there, that kind of stage, and now in pro ball, where sometimes you don't have as many eyes on you, which is a departure, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's the pitching's obviously way better.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that you have to take note. So getting on pace every game probably isn't going to happen, you know, at the next level.
Let me write that down.
Yeah. We'll see, but it probably won't happen. But, you know, it's that's something you got to get used to as a pitching and how they're going to attack you. You know, they got notes on you all the way back, you know, even until college.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to take note to that. You know, work on your weaknesses, and because they're going to attack it. And it's, you know, the pitching, whatever, you know, whatever it is, it's just a little bit better than in college. You got to get used to that.
LSU superstar Nats prospect Dylan Cruz. I forgot to ask you this at spring training, so here we are, another opportunity. Do you know Jaden Daniels at all?
We've talked a couple times, yeah.
There's a chance he comes to D.C. with the number two pick.
I know. I really hope he does. That'd be pretty cool. Amazing talent. I mean, just for a dual-threat guy that can run the ball and sling it like he does, I think it'd be a perfect fit for here. And
do us a favor. Text him here. Let us know what he's hearing.
Yeah. No, we've talked a couple times. He's a good dude, man. He's a good dude.
What, just in terms, again, of that, something that we kind of sleep on is – that network of unbelievable athletic talent that you guys are, like, sharing a training room. Yeah. You know, like who did you see at LSU when you first got there where you're like, that's the superstar? Maybe not in your sport or otherwise, where you go, that guy's going to go somewhere and do something.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Jaden Daniels, obviously. Was one, but, you know, you got Skeens, Angel Reese, who's a phenomenal basketball player.
Right.
You can go down the list from basketball to baseball to football, track and field. I mean, it's just been so much talent that's come out of that place, and it's just getting better. You know, I feel like all the sports are gradually just getting better. You look at the rankings, most of them are, you know, in the top 10 rankings. So it's pretty special, and I think it's starting to become a serious powerhouse.
Dylan, we won't keep you. You got some past foods to eat in there, I'm sure. You got a night to go have. Thank you for the time. We appreciate you.
I appreciate
what are we
you,
calling
buddy.
This color you're wearing? Burgundy?
Yeah, like a little burgundy.
It's a checkered burgundy for
it's
me.
A good look.
Yeah.
Good to see you, man.
Looking good, buddy.
Absolutely.
Have fun tonight.
Good start to the season at AA. There's Dylan Cruz, who played in today's prospects game over at Nationals Park. He has the custom inside the jacket situation as well.
Yeah, you're going to find that with the big leaguers or the guys that at least got the nice bonuses.
Right.
Right? Go and splurge on one that nobody else has.
It is time to get you a Caps power play on G&D. No debate about it. The biggest game of the season to date for the Washington Capitals. They're 1 point ahead of the Red Wings. Red Wings are in town tonight to take on the Caps. 7:05 puck drop. Alex Ovechkin coming off of being named first star of the week in the National Hockey League. 8 points in five games for Ovi. He had 7 goals in his last four, 8 goals over his last five.
Pretty simple. Detroit is right there with them. You beat Detroit, and if Philadelphia loses, oh, my goodness, you're right there in third place in the division. You don't have to worry about the wild card. This is a huge, huge hockey game for a team that, quite frankly, has been a different group over the last couple of weeks. They have turned it up despite having a bunch of guys out with injury, despite some roster turnovers in the trades. This is a fun, attacking, accountable, Charlie Lindgren-led group of men that is doing everything they possibly can to make a playoff push. Let's go, Caps.
That is your Capitals power play. That'll do it from out here at the Brighton next to the Anthem, where we are on the wharf. Red carpet gala. Big thanks to Mike Rizzo, Davey Martinez, Josiah Gray, Dylan Cruz for stopping by all in this last half hour. It has been a treat to get to bring this to you today. One of the great events.
It's always fun.
Each spring in D.C. sports. Enjoy Caps hockey tonight right at 7:05 puck drop on the Caps Radio Network here on The Fan. John Walton will be on the call. Hopefully the good guys can get themselves a win. We're back at it tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Thank you for coming.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.